Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
David and Jerry, you guys are just ruining the Yiddish. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself. The other guys in there, not so much. Carmen, David, I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. David gives you a walk again. David, how do you not know? I mean, you go to the temple once a year.
You think you pick up on a few things.
you're terrible.
Do you remember your Torah?
He's going to tell you that he is Mishpucha.
Mishpucha.
Someone who's like family.
I've heard that one before.
Come on, Randy. Yeah.
Like you and I.
Randy!
Like
we're Mishpucha.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Randy.
Randy's over there.
Randy's a South Side. He's a South Suburban guy. They weren't talking.
I know Yiddish, but I can't find the word.
Do you think I schlepped here to not win the World Series?
I'm going
to
schlep the Chachi.
The nachas that I'm feeling right now, because your dad was like Mishpucha to me. When I heard I got these tickets to the Folksman, I let out a geschrei, and I'm running with my friend, running around like a Vilda Chaya, right into the theater in the front row. So we've got the shpilkas because we're sitting right there, and it's a mitzvah, what your dad did, and I want to try to give that back to you. A kinahor, I say, and God bless him.
I love that movie.
That was awesome.
Mighty win, baby. Christopher Guest, the master of the mockumentary.
So good. Anyway, thank you, thank you. Great week again on the show. Danny, Jeff, JR, Hoodie and I back on Monday to hopefully talk about a Bears win over the Saints.
Bears.
And Crosstalk brought to you by the Hawthorne Race Course and the Club Hawthorne app.
Bears.
Don't forget, next weekend is Breeders' Cup, so we'll get some picks from Edzo later in the week. And I'm sure the Odds Couple will be all over that
next week. You know it.
As well.
Carm and Yurko. Bop, 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 bop.
Bears.
What's up, fellas?
What up, boys?
Morning, now, how you doing?
Morning, guys. Zetterman, I think, found the Yiddish term we were searching for yesterday, too. I think his mom
lost
did
it,
know.
Though. Yeah. His mom knew, and then he lost it.
Yeah. I forgot it.
Real nice.
Now he can't call her.
He's too busy thinking of candy.
Clip that we just played coming back, he's not just saying random words. Like, it all fit and made sense.
It all fit. Yeah, man. That's the what do you think? They go willy-nilly into a Christopher Guest mockumentary? Absolutely.
It's Friday.
Not.
Hoodie and I got the Spilkies to get out of here.
You got the Spilkies is damn right you get out of here. Sun's shining on a Friday.
You got the what?
Spilkies.
Spilkies. You do and you clean it up.
Big knockus.
Kid, you might go blind. Be careful.
Man, a big knockus.
Oh, my God.
Hey, leave Nick Foles.
So how do you feel today? Do you wake up feeling different?
No. Okay. I don't. They've got a talented team that I'm excited about. I mean, sure, they can win, and there are a couple of good traits. He's got a great resume, I know, but it just doesn't I don't like any of it. I don't like that they took the power away from Rick Hahn after everything he's worked to build. That man was so dejected yesterday. So. He didn't even really try to hide it. I mean, I thought he'd put on, you know, so I joined Waddle and Sylvie, and Sylvie said, this is why Reinsdorf's loyal, because, you know, guys are loyal to him. Like, how many times did Pax fall on the sword for Reinsdorf, you know, trading a second-round draft pick for cash, and Pax gets up and he puts on a brave face and he defends it. And they've all taken turns, and I think that's why Jerry's loyal back. So I sort of thought that Rick would do the same thing. He didn't even hide it. He didn't hide his disgust yesterday, guys. I mean, why would you take the power away from the guy that is rebuilding this for you and making you relevant again? I don't know. I don't like the way any of this went down. And now you've lost the manager to, you know, the manager that you probably should have went out and got. You lost him in the division, guys.
Yes.
He's going to the Tigers. Well, and I don't want to hear any more nonsense about cheating. Tony La Russa is directly connected to some of the darkest days in the sports history with the Bash Brothers and Mark McGwire in St. Louis. Do you know who was consulting Alex Cora while the Boston Red Sox were winning a championship stealing signs? Who? Tony La Russa. I don't want to hear it.
So are you indicting Tony La Russa?
I'm not. What I said is I don't want to hear from people, you can't hire A.J. Hinch. So glad they hired Tony La Russa.
Okay,
you can't hire A.J. Hinch because he's a cheater, but they hired Tony La Russa.
I'd like to hear from those people today.
Oh, watch Mike North's Twitter feed. Watch my partner.
What's the matter? Oh, you're on the Pet Shop Boy?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Scott's Pet
the
Shop?
The notion that A.J. Hinch shouldn't be here because he cheated is ridiculous.
I did see that.
I did see that yesterday. It doesn't make any sense.
But you can't deny the fact there are a lot of people that felt that way.
What great pants.
What great pants Mikey had on in his video yesterday.
By the way, did you see what Nightingale just tweeted?
No.
So you wonder who the White Sox would have turned to if
Willie Harris.
Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa, 76, had decided to stay retired.
Their
next choice was Bruce Bochy.
I wouldn't, but Bochy, I wouldn't be as.
He's 65.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been as down on as Bruce Bochy. I thought it was going to be Willie Harris.
Oh, which is unbelievable. Like, what names are you going to pull out? Willie Harris. I mean, come on now. As I told Cap this morning, Carm, I said, this is the equivalent of Stan Bowman saying, you know, Collison isn't the right guy. We're going to keep our core. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad to coach the Blackhawks. It's the equivalent. It's the same thing. It would not fit.
Here's my dad to coach the
Blackhawks. Would it fit with Scotty coaching this team?
No.
No, it would not fit.
No.
It is the Bears saying, you know what? This whole thing with the offense isn't working out. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Ditka.
I mean, can you imagine? Really?
It's the same thing.
You might be right.
Thing.
It is.
What?
It's
the same thing. It would be
it's
odd.
It's the Bulls hiring Phil.
Would that be odd with this core?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? How odd is the Tony hire?
It's odd. It is. It just is. It's
same thing. Same thing.
You know, you made your general manager walk back what he said when they fired Rick Renteria. We're going to go out. We're going to get someone with recent championship experience and. He's got to start his press conference yesterday, like explaining that. And I mean, it's just.
God bless him for being able to speak the truth as much as he could, Carm. As much as he could.
Well, you didn't have to really even read between the lines.
So who would Rick have hired if it was up to Rick?
I would think AJ Hinch.
And if Jerry said, he is off the list, I'm not hiring.
Yeah, that's Sandy Alomar.
Yeah, maybe Sandy.
That would have been Sandy Alomar.
Maybe Bochy. Maybe there's, I don't know. Bochy's a little bit more connected, not as far removed from the game.
Yeah, no, I don't think Rick's going older in that spot. I think he's going someone who's on the field, more modern.
Joe McEwing?
I don't think so. What do we think of this conspiracy about the email with the AJ Hinch's name on it? Have you guys seen that?
I saw it. I don't know what it means either.
And like, but then Sports Illustrated said no. Like they were confirming that. No, I thought fake news. I'm like, this has got to be fake news, right? This is guys photoshopping, having fun. For people that don't know, like apparently an email went out early. The White Sox were sending it, I guess, to season ticket holders.
Yeah.
And the email had a picture of La Russa and said, "Welcome our new manager." And the autograph signature. Was AJ Hinch's?
Yeah, the Bears did the same thing with McGinnis.
Right? Yeah, but I thought that's what I thought of immediately. I'm like, well, wait, how could they have made that mistake if he wasn't even interviewed? I'm like, this has got to be fake news. But then SI ran the story and said, apparently, a number of people received the email with AJ Hinch's signature on it.
Correct.
Like, how did that happen if he was never even interviewed? Like.
It was probably someone in the White Sox marketing department that was getting it ready for season ticket holders. I bet you they were presumptuous. They were trying to work ahead, get it ready to go, and they used it as their background, and they had AJ Hinch ready to go because they probably thought he was going to be the guy hired.
But do you think they were getting that from somewhere? Or they were just.
No, I think they were probably just reading the tea leaves, probably based on Rick Hahn's end-of-the-year postseason press conference. And so someone in the marketing department who has to put that stuff together
that could be.
Was like, okay, let me have it ready to go. And then they used that as their template. And then when they went back and put La Russa in, they probably forgot a little. That's just me spitballing.
That could be.
Is there anything else that's more logical, though?
No, probably not. I'm like, this can't be real, right? When I first saw it, I mean, I'm like, this can't be.
But I agree with him that somebody
even look at Hoodie. I mean
somebody absolutely went. Well, there's no way we're hiring Tony La Russa.
And so they just said
it's got to be AJ Hinch,
right?
But he's ready to manage the modern ball player. My God, get some toothpicks for the eyes. Wake up,
guys. He's 76, man. I mean, like, I don't care, like.
Don't forget, we're about to elect somebody who will be older.
Yurko had the line of the day a couple weeks ago when we first started talking about La Russa, right? He said, well, I can't manage, but he could be the president. That was funny. Well, I mean, come on, 76. I mean, he's 5 years older than my old man. My dad's old. He's 5 years older.
Jeez. Read the St. Louis paper today, the article that they wrote about. They talked to Walt Jocketty and some other people
from
down there. They're not surprised at all. They said he's been... dying to get back.
Well, has he? But, I mean, they made it sound like the White Sox had to call him. Here's the other thing I don't like. Two of their last three managers, they had to go and say,
take that.
You know, I mean, Robin Ventura, what? He wasn't man. And Robin's like, I mean, he literally pulled a Lou Brown. He's like, I don't know. I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. Let me get back to you. He's like, I'm giving you a chance to manage the Cleveland Indians. And Lou Brown's like, I don't know. They call Robin. He's like, eh. And they're like, no, Robin, come on. Yeah. How did that work? Like, they call Tony La Russa. And he's like, really? They're convincing right. him to come take the job.
Yeah, like, I don't like that. I don't like that.
It reading the article in the St. Louis paper, it does not sound like there was any convincing needed. It was sound from Jockety's seat and Leland. Leland said when he
understand that paper is like the Onion. You don't understand.
More
like
fake news.
It was going to be a positive spin on La Russa anyway because all the way.
Well, yeah,
but,
St. Louis.
But when read what Jim Leland said when he first told me about this, I said you're insane. You're out of your mind. He goes, the more we talked. He absolutely wants to do
Jim
this.
Jim Leland was remembering a conversation they had in 1986.
Yeah.
He didn't know what's going on.
They're at the pump room.
The St. Louis paper is
at the pump room. That's right, at the pump room. That's where they were at.
They were hanging with Dinwiddie Sinatra at the pump room. How old's Leland?
The St.
75.
The St. Louis papers.
Yeah.
Hey, these are guys that know him as well as any. They said there was no talking into.
I hope they
badly.
Win, man. I hope it works.
It's, you know what? As I told Cap this morning, like you can't fight City Hall. Really, it's really about the players.
Yeah.
It's just about how this young core gets better. I don't care who's in there now. Like the point is that you want the team to get better. La Russa's in there. As long as he's not changing the culture so much where it's a negative,
I hope
then
not.
It's fine.
I don't think he will. And I heard Stoney on with you guys. I do think Tony's skilled enough and smart enough to know whether he likes it or not. Things have changed a lot, and he's not going to mess with the way they play. You know, as long as they play hard, as long as you compete, you play hard, all that stuff, like, you can have your fun. I do think Tony will embrace that. You'd be crazy not to at this point,
just
right?
Just telling you, I tweeted it yesterday. You are going to win the World Series with him. I'm just telling you.
I hope you're right. Well, I mean, they've got good players, so they can. I mean... And listen, Cap, that's a 50-50 proposition.
Trevor
the odds,
Bauer.
With their players, that's the odds are...
I said, you know, but next year, they'll probably be a 12-1 shot. You know, 12-1, 15-1 going into the season.
Yeah.
If you want the White Sox to win the World Series.
They might be. 14-1, something like that. I don't even know if they've got
odds out yet. They were 15-1 this year to win the AL.
Yeah.
Well, people know they're a better team than they were going into this year.
What do you think of the races this weekend?
Oh, Jesse. I guess Jesse wrote a story, by
which
the way.
Which races? The races. This weekend. You know, the races were interrupted on NBC Sports Chicago. Whenever they were running, whenever you guys were running, they interrupted it for the press conference.
Well, I know it wasn't local.
Well, yeah, you got it, right?
No, I think they're running in Texas. The NASCAR event has rained out for 2-3 straight days.
Yeah.
They finally got the event, and Kyle Busch wins his first race of the year. But he's out of the championship.
I guess Jesse, Sylvie texted me. I didn't know this. Jesse wrote a story about the email thing. They had mock autographs for all the candidates ready to go. Well, was AJ ever a candidate? They didn't even interview him.
Well, I mean, they
I guess
have.
They just had everybody. Yeah.
The whole week of the World Series, nobody knew what the White Sox were doing. They keep things close to the vest.
So good job by Jesse. Then,
when they leaked that they might hire La Russa, then all of a sudden the whole world knows.
We always listen to the front end and the middle end, the middle part of the press conference. They didn't even catch the end. La Russa lamenting the fact that I won't be around in St. Louis for. When they bring the Clydesdales out, did you hear that at the end?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, he said, we're going to miss that. I won't be around, but, you know, when we play the Cardinals, it's going
to
be great.
Listen, they had to get that press conference wrapped up. He had to go to the early bird. He had to get a tenderloin, a baked potato, and a salad for $4.99.
The guy said he's going to miss the opening day for the Cardinals.
You know what that cost after 5:30?
Here's
you got to get
shame.
The dinner.
Rick Hahn is basically Barney Fife now. He's got a gun, but he's got no bullets in it.
I feel bad for Rick.
Got a gun,
I really
but there's
feel
no
bad
bullets.
For him this morning.
I know.
And the marketing guy. I also feel bad for Brooksy Boyer. I mean, what's he going to do?
I don't know.
Sylvie tweeted this yesterday, so give him full credit.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if Rick's phone rang today and it was, hey, this is Tom Ricketts. I got a president's job open. It's a promotion.
Year. Yeah, I mean.
You interested?
I think Theo's finishing the job this year, don't you?
I don't.
Really?
I do not.
Don't you think Theo is going to make sure that Jed gets that job?
To the best of his ability, but in the end, it's the owner's call.
What I think, what if this happened? What if Theo does finish out the year? What if the White Sox, what if it blows up in their face and they struggle and they miss the playoffs? Like, after 2021, does Rick leave if Tom Ricketts calls him and he's like, F this, man. I built this, and this is what we did. The power to hire the manager was taken away from me, and Tom Ricketts is on the phone. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, this is bigger than just baseball, man. Jerry had to right or wrong. You got to remember that. The man's got to make peace with himself before he says goodbye to the earth.
Wasn't the wrong righted? Wow. I mean, Tony La Russa went on to a great career and great success in Oakland and St. Louis. Like, wasn't the wrong already righted?
It's bigger than baseball.
Hey, John, it was a little dark there. I'll be honest, on a Friday. A little dark.
It's okay.
He may never have made the Hall of Fame if he wasn't fired.
That's a good point.
I know where he's at.
Listen, he wasn't making the Hall of Fame in Chicago with the White Sox history. I mean, Cap's right.
Like, McGuire and Canseco and Dave Stewart.
Wasn't the wrong righted? The guy went on to have a great career. Like,
right? But not with the White Sox.
The early 90s team was pretty good. Would the White Sox, the early 90s team, if La Russa was the manager, would they have won a World Series with Frank Thomas, Jack McDowell, Alex Fernandez?
Well, they fired him in 86.
I mean,
long time
ago. Our team's never even been to the playoffs in back-to-back years.
Britt Burns was never the same once La Russa left.
All right, that's enough.
Rich Dotson, he struggled after that.
There's rumor he may be your pitching coach.
Who?
Rich Dotson.
Rich Dotson?
He's your minor league pitching coordinator.
There you go. Dickie Dotson. They're going to bring him back.
Boy, they got the old guys cornered. How old is Richie Dotson? He's got, got all the old guys
how
cornered.
How old do you think he is?
The senior tour.
Dotson's got to be 60-something years old, right? 60.
He's not as old as Phil Regan.
61, 60, 62.
They're bringing Rene Latchman back. Billy Ochepka tweeted that they're going to bring back Art Kushner.
Richard Dotson will turn 62 in January.
There you go. Julio Cruz coming back. He'd get back on the payroll after being off for a year.
Bring Nardi back. Yeah, right. They finally stopped paying him. They're going to bring him back. They're going to bring Nardi Contreras back.
We did have breaking news. Andy the Clown has signed a 3-year deal to be back at the ballpark.
How about the ghost of Joe Nosek? Can we bring him back?
I think Joe passed, didn't he?
Yeah, the ghost can come back.
Get the ghost of Joe.
I also want to bring back the Andy Frid ushers.
The Andy Frid.
And make sure that you're wearing it in the
get
bright
Nancy
yellow.
Get Nancy Faust back, and we're going to bring back Andy Frid.
Don Drysdale can do my play, but is he dead? Okay. Well, I guess we're not going to have Don Drysdale. Go ahead, Benetti. Keep going.
Bigger than baseball, guys. Bigger than baseball.
Right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, boys. See ya.
We will see you. Odds couple tonight at...
Seven.
What do you got planned this weekend? Nothing. I'm all by myself, so I'm going to go stalk Danny for a while. I'm going to sit out in front of his house. My wife went fishing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be on your best behavior.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Goodbye.
Be on your best behavior.
It's just me and three dogs. That's it.
You leave
big bag of candy.
You leave the peanut butter alone.
Wow.
All right, Yerk, it's his dogs.
All right.
Yeah, I can do what I want with my dogs. Don't you worry about it. See ya.
It's Carmen and Yurko.
Sports talk while you're on the clock.
Do I exaggerate? This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Well, it's a football Friday, but we will sprinkle in some baseball, good kid. Now, Yurko's got his smoking hot keys to the game a little bit later on. Bears
that I do.
Saints. Now, remember, we've got the late kick here on Sunday, okay? It's the 3:25 kick, and it's going to be getting dark awfully early after tomorrow because we do change the clocks. I said clocks.
Fall back.
We're going to fall back, and so it's going to get dark. Tracy Butler told us yesterday it's going to be dry, but there's going to be strong winds this weekend, including Sunday, maybe 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts coming out of the north, so it's going to be chilly. Even though the air temperatures won't be bad, there's going to be enough of a wind to make a wind chill. She said, feeling like it could be in the 20s.
Be cold. Wear your mittens, kids, if you've got mittens.
Yurko is going to be delivering his keys to the game a little bit later on. We'll talk plenty of Bears and Saints. We'll talk about Week 8 in the NFL. We've got Todd Furman live in Vegas an hour from now. We have Mike North's bonus play at 11:45. We've got Chuck Garfine to talk White Sox with us in about 35 minutes. It is official. We knew it was going to be yesterday. We just were off the air when it became official. Waddle and Sylvie broke into Greeny and discussed for the afternoon, carried the press conference. We're going to play a little bit of that. You know, at this point, none of us are shocked. We were shocked 3 weeks ago, right? Yerker,
when the name
ago,
came up.
Right.
Yeah. When his name initially came up, it was like, you got to be kidding me, aren't you?
Right.
Is this a courtesy interview?
That's what I thought.
That's what we're calling it.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to see the pained expression of a Rick Hahn yesterday during the press conference.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Oh, no. You know me. I'm home. I'm working outside, diligently repairing things that need to be done around the house. You know, Johnny Handyman.
Cleaning out your gutters.
Getting things done. Yeah. Bringing the hoses in. Carmen, this is the time of year you got to do that.
Yeah.
So I have not seen the pained expression, but I will look it up.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Is he uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Does he look like he just made doo-doo in his pants?
I mean, what if the people that did see it, what did you think? 312-332-3776. Mellon, what did you think?
About his expressions?
Just everything. The way he delivered
his
it.
Demeanor.
His demeanor.
Like, he clearly, I was surprised that he didn't sell it more.
He didn't. I thought for sure he would.
And my immediate thought and response was, is this a situation like Daryl Morey in Houston, who was, for a long time, had his, you know, he had his fingerprints all over the roster. Then the team was sold, and he was forced to go out and trade for Russell Westbrook, something he did not want to do. And then you find out, at the end of the year,
a year later,
he's gone.
He's out.
And he's now making his home in Philadelphia to run their franchise. I wonder if that's the future for Rick Hahn that awaits him. Because
can he go to the Sixers?
Yes, possibly, once Daryl Morey leaves.
Yes, he might.
But I'm like, he's
people are already speculating that he might, you know, what if the Cubs call in a year?
I don't know about the Cubs, but it feels like he was bait and switched, right? They made the decision to move away from Rick Renteria, and they thought they were going to be able to go out and have a actual search for a manager. And once they fired him or parted ways, however you want to look at it, Jerry stepped in and said, yeah, let's do this first.
I wonder if what really made him mad is that Jerry did not tell him about this before his press conference when he announced the firing of Don Cooper and Rick Renteria. Because that's what really makes Rick look bad. And he had to address it in his opening statements about his criteria for the manager. Tony La Russa doesn't fit it. So maybe that's what really made him mad. Maybe Jerry, do you not agree?
I think you can get by that. But I think if you're Rick Hahn, the whole power structure now is in flux. Not because you always know Jerry Reinsdorf's in charge, but Tony La Russa is a manager from a different era when the manager was really the guy who had the most power in terms of, like, you know, am I wrong? Like, back when La Russa was the manager, the manager had more say than the general manager in a lot of instances.
They made more money. They had a bigger voice. Absolutely.
That's no longer the case in modern baseball, but I don't think Tony La Russa is going to come into this situation and just, you know, everything Rick Hahn says goes the way it may have the last couple of years.
Like, how powerful is his voice now? Jerry just, and this has always been Sylvie's gripe about the way he ran the Bulls, or at least the last couple of coaching hires. Coaching searches ceased to happen. Like, they didn't happen, right? They stopped. It was, no, we know who we want. It's this guy. Now, this time, I think it gotten so bad with his basketball franchise, Jerry did overhaul a lot. I don't think he had any other choice. And so he changed things. You bring in a totally new regime, and you sort of had to give them some autonomy to start picking guys, right? This does appear to be Jerry just coming down to Rick Hahn after they fired Rick Renteria, saying, this is what we're going to do. You're going to talk to Tony La Russa, and as long as he wants it, he's got
the
job.
It's his. Yeah, it's
his. There's really no coaching search. We'll play Rick Hahn next. You can be the judge for yourself. You can watch the video, too. I encourage you if you haven't seen it. But you don't really have to read between the lines. He didn't, you know, sort of paint a real rosy picture about the whole thing and what he thinks about the whole thing yesterday. We'll play it for people when we come back next. And White Sox fans, you can still chime in. I mean, we've talked to a lot of them the last couple of days. Maybe they've just come to peace with it. And maybe it works. I mean, you know, Tony's got a good track record. I mean, obviously, but he's just from a different era of baseball. I hope it works. They've got a talented team. So I guess it could work because there is a lot of talent in that organization right now. And that's the most important thing.
And we will listen. We'll dissect. We'll communicate. We'll talk. It's also a football Friday.
It is.
Yeah. It's a football Friday. Always remember that, people.
Yeah, we got plenty of football.
I think Rick Hahn's looking forward to a football Friday.
He might
right
be for
now.
The weekend, Yurk.
He's like, the hell with this baseball crap. Give me some football.
Have a couple of beers and some Halloween candy and watch football this weekend. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. We'll be right back.
Stream ESPN 1000 anytime through the ESPN Chicago app.
Listen to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Jeff Passan cut here real quick, and then I want to play Rick Hahn, because Jeff Passan was on SVP last night. You know, he sent a tweet out right after all this was breaking yesterday that read this way, Yurko, from Jeff Passan. The hiring of Tony La Russa has... This was before the press conference.
Yes.
The hiring of Tony La Russa has ruffled feathers in the White Sox organization. A number of employees have concerns about his ability to connect with younger players and how he will adapt to the field after being away 9 years. This was Jerry Reinsdorf's decision. Simple as that. Meller, I'm playing the one in the middle here, the second cut.
Yes.
All right, this is the one Jeff wants me to play.
SVP, the setup was Karma. SVP was like, what's going on? Because this has a lot of people around baseball scratching their heads.
Okay, here's Passan last night with Scott Van Pelt.
Not just the rest of baseball, Scott. It has a lot of people in the organization scratching their heads. Ooh. As well. And I thought the... Yeah. This is not inside the White Sox organization a popular hire. What is Tony La Russa going to do with this dynamic group of players, with Tim Anderson, with Yoan Moncada, with Luis Robert, with Eloy Jimenez? You can go on and on about the dynamism of this team. How is Tony La Russa going to fit in and going to invigorate it and going to be the guy who accepts bat flipping, who accepts all of these things that were just not part of the game when he was in it?
He tried to say the right things yesterday when he addressed those issues, Tony La Russa did, about being accepting of it. James Fegan pressed him on his comments from 4 years ago about kneeling, and he said, I've changed my tune. I've come around to understand what the point is, why they're doing it. And he said, I'm fine with it. He said, guys can protest if they like. So he's trying to say the right things. Will he follow through on all that? We're going to see. This was Rick Hahn yesterday. I'll play the full thing, okay? This is Rick on La Russa and the direction with the new manager.
It was clear that this next hire as manager needed to be someone who was capable of taking us to that next level. You know, quite frankly, as we talked a couple, 3 weeks ago when we initiated this process, this obviously played out a little differently than I initially described I thought it would for all of you. When we discovered, when Tony was receptive to Jerry's original overtures about potentially coming back and taking this position, that changed the focus. You know, I will say there were far more names considered, discussed, vetted, even interviewed than have been discussed publicly. I'm actually good with that because, as we said a few weeks back when we talked about this search, I'm not real keen on having names of those who don't get the job out there publicly. That's up to them if they want to disclose that. But it was a broader endeavor than what's been at least leaked out to the media. But once it became clear that Tony was very much open to this possibility, the process did change and the focus became making sure we could figure out a way to make it work with Tony. As for the ultimate decision about how this takes place, or I should say the ultimate decision about going with Tony. You've heard me say over the last several years on major decisions that it's about consensus, that it's a conversation between the chairman, Kenny, and myself. And ultimately, we come to a conclusion together. You know, quite frankly, sometimes it moves along more quickly, like when we talk about making the commitment necessary to sign a guy like Luis Robert. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer, like it perhaps does when you're deciding the right time to pivot to a rebuild, as we did a few years back. But the one thing that's consistent is that in the end, when the decision is made, we all are fully committed to making this everything work in the best interest of the White Sox. And everyone's on the same page when that final decision is made. And as you know, someone who was in the room discussing that decision, I can tell you that this was made with the intent solely on putting us in the best position to win championships. It's obvious or easy to fall back on some old narratives that this was about friendship or potentially righting old wrongs or something like that. In the end, Tony was the choice, because it's believed that Tony is the best man to take us help us win championships over the next several years and usher us into what we expect to be a very exciting phase for White Sox baseball.
And that I believe. It is believed. he kind of tries to play good soldier there a little bit at the end. The whole righting a wrong thing, I mean, you know, Tony went on to have incredible success. I mean, does Jerry regret that it wasn't with his organization? Does he think something would have been different? You know, perhaps. I don't think he's got to, like, make – it's not like Tony La Russa was fired from the White Sox and he disappeared off the face of the earth. He went on to be a great, successful manager. Tony was definitely that.
Yeah, there's no gray area. I mean, like, four-time manager of the year.
Right.
Once with the White Sox and three other times elsewhere.
Like, he's in the Hall of Fame.
What's the – right. Like, what's the wrong exactly that – I don't get it.
How do you know how Jerry feels?
I don't, York.
I'm trying to tell you. It's something that he probably feels inside of him over the course of the last 30-some-odd years.
And it's been, like, hanging over him all this time? Over him.
Yeah, like a dark cloud.
Wow. Passan talked about that on SVP last night, too, about Reinsdorf's greatest regret.
Here's what we do know. We know that Jerry Reinsdorf is in his 80s right now. The greatest regret that Jerry Reinsdorf has, I believe an even greater regret than breaking up the Bulls and giving us the last dance, was getting rid of Tony La Russa in 1986. And now, with Tony La Russa in his third or fourth act, he's back managing one of the best teams in baseball.
Well, I mean, I did dumb stuff in the 80s, too. I just let it go, man. You gotta let stuff go and just keep on trucking.
I mean, I'm with Scott there. That's what I mean. Like, it's 30-something years ago. Tony is in the Hall of Fame. You did Tony La Russa a favor.
By getting rid of him.
Quite frankly.
Somebody had a great tweet yesterday. I don't know who it was, but they said that, now imagine the next time you go back and watch The Last Dance, if you catch any of it being rerun, just imagine Jerry sitting there. Every time you see him on screen, he's thinking about how he fired Tony La Russa.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the 90s.
We know he loves that baseball team more than the basketball team, right? That was always kind of in the back of his mind. Hawk had a real cryptic thing with Cap and Hood the other day about why Tony was gone. It wasn't just the losing record, right? Like,
he said it's between him and Tony, and it will stay that
and
way.
And they'll take it to their graves. I wonder what that could be. Boy, that's a juicy nugget, man. I'd love to know what that is.
Maybe, yeah. Well, you know how things are. Whenever two guys start to get together and they don't have a meeting of the minds, they covet somebody that they shouldn't be coveting.
I'll tell you what. It's Jerry's team. He can do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I can't, as a White Sox fan, he's really done his best to sap the enthusiasm that I had for a team that I can't remember being this excited about a White Sox team. Because in 2005...
No, I know. They're
like
old.
It was kind of like they popped up out of nowhere.
Right, yeah.
And that season was great, but you didn't have the build.
No.
I have never been as excited about a White Sox team since the early 90s.
Early 90s. Totally agree.
And so, but that enthusiasm has been sapped because I'm concerned as a White Sox fan that you may have pressed pause on this current roster. Right,
I think our enthusiasm will come back in spring training, assuming there is one and there's a full season, because I think it will, Jeff. I mean, I know where you're coming from. And you're right, there hasn't been this much excitement about the long-term future since the late 80s, early 90s, when Robin and Frank were young coming up, and you saw how good Frank was really going to be in those young pitchers. Absolutely, York. That was a fun time. You know, you were moving into a new ballpark, you had cool new uniforms, you were, you know, like, that was a really fun time. Normally what they did over the years with Kenny, and yeah, they hit in 05. It hit. It all worked.
It did.
But it was just, you know, trade everybody you can and find aging veterans and sign older players that aren't very good anymore. And
yeah,
just kind of
that pitching staff was kind of hodgepodge together.
Yeah.
Freddy Garcia came here.
And had it worked.
El Duque.
El Duque. He took a flyer. That worked.
Yeah, that worked.
John Garland pitched really well in the postseason.
Yep. It all fired that year. Like, yes. you took a chance on Contreras after he had struggled. That he regained his form.
We got Polite. Polite was 7-0 that year.
But it did kind of come out of nowhere. And unfortunately, it fizzled. They were a 90-win team the next year, but they missed the playoffs. So what good is it?
They were not a playoff team. Aaron Rowan's bat that year.
Yeah, they were not a playoff team the next year. They were not a playoff team in 07. They were in 08. And after that, that's it. They didn't make the playoffs until this year. And it was always, we're going to go for it now, and we'll trade Fernando Tatis, and we're going to go for it now, and we'll, you know, it's and just believe piecemeal, it or not, we'll waste Chris Sale. And, we're, you know, I mean, they're like.
Thank heavens for the expanded playoffs, because otherwise you wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, because they're sad. Yeah, that's true.
They finished third in the division.
After the finish.
So thank heavens at 2-8 in the last 10.
Yeah.
They sputtered home. And, you know, if it was a normal season, finishing third in your division is no good. No.
Did you read Tony's tweet from last night?
No, what did he say?
It's around 11:30, I think.
Boy, Tony can tweet. All right.
And 11:30.
He's not as old as I thought. Yeah.
Fired up to join White Sox, a contending team in a tough division. Add my best effort to theirs. Lots of comments, some supportive and some not. Get to work and see the results.
All right. I hope it all works. What can you say? 312-332-3776. We can grab some White Sox calls. We've got Chuck Arfine at 11. Yurko's keys to the game at 11:15. Bears and Saints this weekend. Had a pretty decent finish last night to kick off week 8 in the NFL. Mike Davis, man, running the ball well again. 5 yards a carry again last night. Didn't touch it a ton, but, boy, Bears couldn't get him on the field. Meantime, for Carolina, he's been pretty good. Kind of crazy.
North-south running.
Bears ever going to be able to run the ball? We'll see. Yurko's keys in a little bit. We're coming right back.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Get Carmen and Yurko podcasts on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
I'd like you to meet a real inspiration.
Carmen and Yurko. ESPN 1000.
You know, John Lester may have thrown his last pitch as a Cub, right, guys? I mean, I guess there's some talks going on, maybe. I think he was on Sirius XM this morning on one of their baseball shows.
Right.
Maybe we should see what he said. But did you see what Lester's doing? You see the tweet he sent?
No, what did he send, Carl?
He said, regardless of what's next, I want to thank the fans for the past 6 years. So this weekend.
Yes.
Today through Sunday.
Right.
I'm buying y'all my favorite beer. Make a reservation at Hopsmith Chicago, at Lodge Tavern, at Butch McGuire's, at Shenanigans, and your first Miller Lite is on me.
Oh.
Tell them to put it on hashtag John's Tab. It's a John's nice move. Tab. Now, do you think he's really paying, or is Miller Lite just saying, oh, we got the beer, don't worry about it?
Well, it depends.
Or do you think like he's cutting a check to Miller Lite for the beer?
Well, I mean, if they've got a working relationship at this point, and theoretically he's not in baseball, right? If you're in between teams, you're theoretically not in baseball. Maybe you don't plan on playing again, and that's something you can do. I don't know.
Good for
you're
John.
You're not supposed to advertise for alcohol, though.
He technically has an option that the Cubs need to decide on, and if they don't pick it up, they owe him $10 million. So
I would think that he has to pay for the beer. That's what I would think.
Yeah,
good he would for have John. To pay the beer. He couldn't accept.
Yeah, because
it free.
You can't generally give away alcohol for free.
Well, you can't promote, right? You can't promote an alcoholic product if you're a Major League Baseball player. You can't do commercials for him. You can't do that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
So he must be paying for it.
So I'm guessing he has to pay the tab.
Good for John Lester. Nice job. He's got the scratch lying around, right?
I don't know what a Miller Lite bottle goes for. You know, bucket of five for 12. I mean, is that the way it usually works? In the city, is it a bucket of five for 50?
Probably a little bit closer, yeah.
Yeah.
About $4.50 probably, right? What's a Miller Lite cost in the city at this point? Probably about $4.50, I'm guessing.
$4.50,
right,
$5 a throw?
Something like that.
I'm used to Northwest Indiana prices.
Well, you pay $2, a little bit different. $2.25.
Yeah, a little bit different out there.
I like that. Good for John. I like it. Good move. Jay's in Dallas on ESPN 1000. What's
hey,
up, Jay?
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, Jerry is an old school baseball guy. And so I think this hiring is less about righting a wrong and more about where baseball has gone with the analytics. I mean, personally, I think I'm disappointed because I expected an A.J. Hinch or an Alex Cora, you know, a modern guy. But, you know, I kind of feel like you told me I was getting a new car and I expected a 2021 Rolls Royce and you gave me a 1969 classic car.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think the manager, LaRusso still has the same value. I'm disappointed because it wasn't what I expected. But I do think this team will be fine. I think the results will be there in the end. And eventually my enthusiasm will come back once the season gets rolling.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. Jay, well put, my man. Yeah, Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You know, if the old car is a 67 Chevelle SS, then I don't know, if you'd be complaining too much. You know, you'd be like, whoa, there's a muscle car right there, man.
I do coming like a good old muscle car.
Yeah, who
That's
doesn't?
That's true, Yurko.
A 442?
Absolutely.
Ooh, coming at you, brother.
Robbie's in the city. What's up, Robbie?
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
I'm just wondering, like, you know, is La Russa, do you think he really changed, like, his ideas about Kaepernick kneeling and stuff, or is he just speaking, you know, what the media wants to hear, what most people want to hear, because I have a hard time believing that Tony La Russa took some hard, deep thoughts about ideas on social justice and how he should change his mind. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys got to say.
Thanks, Robbie. I don't really know. I mean, I guess you got to take him at his word. He could realize what he's getting back into here, knowing that his attitude has to change.
He could have been indoctrinated, been to one of them classes. And
indoctrinated.
And brainwashed to thinking a certain way.
Brainwashed to think that social, please.
I'm just saying, if you're going to change somebody's mind from his initial thoughts, from something that he's believed over the course of a long period of time, wouldn't you think you just can't do that willy-nilly like? Don't you think at some point you would have to sit there and hear the message over and over again for you to be able to really change your mind?
I don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not that easy. I think I'm agreeing with the caller here by saying it's not that easy.
I think
to go ahead and switch.
Yeah, I think Kirko's probably right. People don't generally change as they get older. What I'll say is I don't care really what he thinks. The question is, he's going to walk into the clubhouse, and he's got a group of young players who have who play with a lot of enthusiasm. Yeah, and is like basically whatever actions he has now going forward is going to dictate how this clubhouse reacts to him. He could, you know what I mean? Like,
So what? Like he's got to. I guess what we're saying, he doesn't really change, but he'll have to fake it, right? I mean, do we believe Drew Brees? Are we believing Drew Brees changed or no? He's just faking.
Or was he just called out? He felt painted into a corner,
right?
Whatever the process is, I don't care what he thinks. What is he going to vocalize in that dugout to the players? As a White Sox fan, I just want a winning baseball team. Don't hinder that. Feel the same way?
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't care about Tony La Russa's morality.
He doesn't have to be. I'm not looking at Tony La Russa to be my moral compass. Nobody should. I mean, I agree with that.
I don't expect him to become a social justice warrior tomorrow.
And I don't.
It's not what I expect.
No.
I want him to manage the White Sox, and for my kids' sake, because I don't really care about the White Sox, for my kids' sake, hey.
Be good. Right?
If they're good, they're great. Yeah. My kids will be happy
watching. And you know what? If Tim Anderson is outspoken about some social issues in the community that affect him, be supportive.
It's his prerogative.
And you don't even have to say anything. Just don't get in his way.
Just don't get in his way.
That's my prerogative.
All right, we'll talk more about this with Chuck Garfine from NBC Sports Chicago when we come back next. And then in about 15 minutes, Yurko's got his keys to Week 8 Bears against Sean Payton. Sean Payton's back home in Chicago. Bears and Saints. If you're on Twitch, you get to see what Yurko's doing right now. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.